This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A member of the politically prominent Jackson family stands to profit from a state of Illinois program. Yusef Jackson largely stays out of the political spotlight that's frequently been on his dad, the Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., and his brothers. He prefers business instead. And now he's involved in a company that's earned hundreds of millions of dollars through a state program. Court records reveal Yusef Jackson has become an investor in Vendor Assistance Program, LLC. The company buys state debt to vendors and later pockets late payments from Springfield. A company spokesperson said Jackson became majority owner in January and is excited about it. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius kicked off a campaign this Tuesday aimed at raising awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. The One Road, One Focus public safety initiative includes a new video requirement for student drivers that focuses on those dangers. It also expands distracted driving patrols. Janulius says distracted driving includes anything that takes a driver's hands, eyes, or mind away from the road.
Every single time someone takes their focus off the road, even if just for a moment, they put their lives and the lives of others in danger, which has serious consequences for everyone.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, nearly 3,300 people were killed in accidents involving distracted drivers in 2023. A 26-year-old liberal influencer outraised incumbent U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky in the first quarter of the year. Kat Abugazale received almost $400,000 in donations, while Schakowsky collected just over $200,000. The Daily Herald reports Abugazale's funding came entirely from individual donors, while Schakowsky got a boost from political action committees. The Evanston Folk Festival will return for a second year, organizers said Tuesday. Headliners are Nashville singer-songwriter Margot Price and indie folk artist Iron and Wine. Tune Yards, Bonnie Light Horseman, and Chicago poet-songwriter Kara Jackson are also in the lineup. The festival runs September 6th and 7th in Dawes Park. Weather for today, sun and clouds with afternoon thunderstorms, high near 72. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain and storms in the early evening, low near 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of morning showers and a high near 75, cooler by the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.